Well, the lockdown in that city means that school holidays in Victoria will be extended for most students for a week while the government works on a plan for returning to school or for remote learning. Gail McHardy is Executive Officer of Parents Victoria. It represents parents in Victorian government schools. She told our reporter David Taylor that the government needs to be crystal clear with parents about what's going to be required of them over the next 6 weeks.
I think the most important message is to keep communication lines open, remain calm, and most important, that we all stay safe and we look after each other.
Gail McHardy, it's my understanding that the school holidays will be extended. After that point, are you expecting all children to be studying at home again, homeschooling?
All this advice is heavily reliant on the advice of as things unfold. So none of us have got a crystal ball. And I think the fact is, the sooner that we're all doing everything under the strict directions and instructions about how to contain the virus, that's the critical piece, so it just doesn't get away from us.
Well, just on that, Gail McHardy, though, we've done the experiment with homeschooling and having parents juggling work and looking after their children and educating them. Does it actually work, or is it a poor alternative to actually sitting in a classroom?
I think the world is a very different place. None of us have got all the answers entirely, and none of us are experts in this. This is all very new to everybody. What has worked from our perspective is that it certainly has brought members of the community closer together. It's got educators and families talking closer. But as we flip from learning from home to on-site learning, I think the most important thing is key to us is the communication and the engagement and getting that messaging right. That is critical. And then for those people that struggle more than others, about how then they're supported. So there's no straight answers on this stuff. I don't want to kid anybody out there listening that we have all the answers or anyone else has. No one is the expert in this.
How long, though, can children stay at home with a homeschooling setup before it becomes quite detrimental to their education?
The long-term impact, we can speculate about that, but for some children it's been a blessing, but some other children it has not so been. So it's about how we read those signs. But I think too that, like, if we go back in history and wartime and even in current times, when people are dealing with things that health crises and safety crises, it's all heavily reliant on people's level of resilience and how you speak up and accept help and how we respond as a community. That is the critical piece.
Gail McHardy from Parents Victoria speaking with David Taylor.